This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. And boy, do we got a lot to get to today. Day two of our own March Madness. The bracket of Hughes, and there are so many good matchups today. I cannot wait. At 12 o'clock, our first Fransky Friday, as we are less than a week away from the start of the Philly season. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, all those cats, that bracket exploded last night. Don't worry about it, dog. You still just sit back and enjoy the tournament. Your weekend is starting off on the wrong foot, so don't even worry about it. Just get you a couple drinks and go have some small talk at the bar with some other folks.
Now, are you talking about the people that had their NCAA brackets busted or the people that had Pop Douglas going far in our bracket?
Because hey, either or.
Those brackets were busted yesterday.
Pop.
I thought he was going places. He did not. All right, so much to get into today. But here, I want to start with an idea I have.
And this is
it's an idea that our audience probably is like, oh, he's doing this again. Yeah, I am. At one point, I made Juan Soto my white whale of baseball. Like I was Captain Ahab, and I needed to get Juan Soto on the Phillies. And obviously, that dream is now dead, and I have to move on from that. But I have a white whale of the NFL, I've talked about him every year for years. And I will do this until I get him here to Philadelphia. And Hugh, yeah, that's fine. Mumbles Douglas can be part of this.
I'm just saying, okay? Man, I already know where you're going.
Yeah, you do know where
you're
going.
You're trying to set it up, too.
Well, because here's what I see. I see an Eagles offseason in which they've lost a lot of good defensive players. And I see a team that has a great core. But, boy, we add one more to this core, especially on the defensive side. Away we go for years. Who did we add?
Aziz Ojulari.
Oh, come on. I mean,
did you hear Barry Brooks?
Come on now.
Wax poetic about Aziz Ojulari the other day.
Aziz is a nice kid. Nice player.
Barrett said he went back and watched the film.
Yeah, here we go.
You know, but speaking of Barrett, you know what Barrett did the other day?
I don't.
He did something real mean and hurtful. He sent, when I talked about not winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right? He sent you a ring or something?
He sent me pictures of him with the Pittsburgh Steelers winning the Super Bowl.
That is mean. That is mean. And with all due respect to Aziz Ojulari, he's here on a one-year, $4 million deal.
A proven deal. Guess who else is here on a one-year deal?
Who's
let me take that back because I was about to tell a lie.
Zach Bond?
No,
that's
a good one. I was thinking about Saquon.
Yeah, that wasn't true. Aziz Ojulari is a nice player. I don't want nice players. I want great players. And Hugh Douglas, there's a great player who is going into the last year of his deal, and he has not been re-signed yet by his team. In fact, his team, according to Jane Slater, has not even started meaningful talks with this guy. You probably know who I'm talking about right now. I want Micah Parsons on the Philadelphia Eagles.
You have got to be smoking something.
I'm not smoking something. He is the best young pass rusher in the sport. and I want him on the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, the Eagles have, over the next 2 years, 20 draft picks. And for everyone out there who's become Mel Kiper Jr. 2.0, can I, let me just for 1 second tell you, I'm gonna burst your bubble. The Eagles aren't using 20 draft picks in the next 2 years. They're just not. They're not going to incorporate 20 rookies and second-year players into a Super Bowl team.
You're making a strong case.
So they're going to trade some of these picks. So you know what I want to do?
Kyle, you see this?
I want to call the Cowboys, and I want to take advantage of a team that is a mess right now, an owner that has seen better days. I want to offer them draft picks, and I want Micah Parsons on the Eagles. Now, before everyone yells at me, including Hugh and Kyle, we're going to have Spin Dr. Douglas today.
I'll never yell at
you. No, but there's going to be Spin Dr. Douglas.
I mean, I'm listening, though. Yeah. You're making a compelling argument.
He is a tremendous young player. He has 52.5 sacks since entering the NFL.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
If they put Parsons and Jalen Carter together, we were trying in the meeting today to determine when was the last time there had been a defensive duo in the league that good? And I don't even know when it is. Maybe Simeon Rice, Warren Sapp. That's mentioned Jerome Brown, Reggie White. We're going back decades.
That's a long-ass time.
About two Hall of Fame talent young defenders together. The Cowboys are a mess. The Eagles have 20 draft picks over the next 2 years. They haven't re-signed him yet. He is my white whale. I want him on the Eagles. So here's what I'm curious about today. Mm-hmm. Now, we can debate how good he is and worth it and all that. Do you want him on the Eagles? Because I understand what I'm doing. I'm trying to bring a cowboy here, right? Mm-hmm. No one likes Micah Parsons. I'll admit he's a goofball. He's a cowboy. No. Has loser vibes sometimes.
Loser vibes.
But he's a heck of a football player. 215-592-9494. I want Parsons on the Eagles, and I want the Eagles to do this and take advantage of the Cowboys as they're in a weak spot of their franchise. Hugh, where do you come down on Micah?
First of all, Joe, you make a compelling argument. You long talked it a little bit.
Well, I had
but,
to. I
but
had
you
to.
Were intriguing. You were very intriguing.
Well, you tried to filibuster with Aziz Ojulari.
No, because I knew when you started to sell it, I knew where you was going with it.
Right.
Here's how I view the Micah Parsons situation. Yes, he is a hell of a player. No question about that. I feel like, personally, that there's a lot of times that he disappears. Even though he got 55 sacks, sometimes he disappears. You know, I look at this locker room culture, and I understand that we want to get players that can play. But this culture has thrived, and we've seen some guys that have passed through this organization and have played for this organization and are playing for this organization now. They've done a tremendous job of keeping the main thing the main thing, if you will, and keeping this culture intact. I think that a guy like Micah Parsons, as good as he plays, he will upset that culture in a way. Micah Parsons, do you know what I remember Micah Parsons for as a Dallas Cowboy, more so this year than any other? Podcast bites, podcast quotes, being controversial, while his team was out there getting their ass kicked every weekend.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And he, like, and I understand that I'm old school and I come from a different era, but I understand you're doing a podcast, but I would not want to do anything that adds any kind of light to me outside of football when we're getting beat like that. That just, to me, is an uncomfortable place to be on a personal level. And it's just, you know, when you talk about getting beat and not being focused, that's what it kind of looks like. So much so that we had a guy here that Podcast P said, hey, I'm done podcasting because I got to get ready for basketball. And then look what happened to him. You know, I think that when football season is around, and get it, I understand that there's a lot of money to be had in podcasts and guys doing their thing and, you know, sponsors, and people want to be brought behind the curtain, if you will. But we are about the business of winning football games and being a story franchise. The closest thing that we had to that was Darius Slay, and he wasn't that big of a distraction. He was a little bit of a distraction, but not a big distraction, not so much that it took away from the ultimate goal. I think that Micah Parsons would do that. And another thing, look at the pattern that the Eagles are following. They're not signing guys like that. The guy that they signed like that, they got him, Zach Bond. They gave him the most money. They're going out defensively, and they're getting guys for one-year deals, and they're getting guys that play well as a cohesive unit. Micah Parsons screams to me more of an individual. He beefing with one of his teammates. And you know what the thing I remember about that? The year that they were in the playoffs, when they played Green Bay, and DeMarcus had more motion in that game. He was doing more than Micah Parsons was, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what the stat line was, but so much so that I think after that game, he said something to the effect that if guys stop podcasting and play football or something like that, you know, that maybe we could have won this game.
Yeah. Look, I mean, he might rub teammates the wrong way. I don't know. I'm glad you brought up the Slay thing because I think there's similarities. Really good. I think Slay was a very good player. I think Parsons is a great player, but both high-end players, and they were on loser teams. Sometimes loser energy, you kind of fall into that. You get Micah here, and I think he plays his best football as he goes into his prime. Let's hear from LeSean McCoy. LeSean said something recently about the idea of the Cowboys trading Parsons that I really liked. Here's what he said about Micah and the future of him in Dallas and why he should be moving on.
Trade Micah Parsons because he's too good for the Cowboys. I'm being serious, though. I'm tired of him being
conversation.
No, I'm tired of him being in a franchise. They complain about everything. Any team would love to have Micah Parsons.
No question, man. That's the problem. That's the problem.
That's small. All he does is wreck games and get crazy busy on the field.
Crazy.
I think it's time for, because everybody thinks it's a Cowboy thing. No. It's a Micah thing. Let Micah go because Micah is too good for the Cowboys. Let him go to a better franchise, a winning franchise. He has to deal with all that bull crap. Because my thing is, you quit to pay the quarterback who can't get it done.
Exactly.
Right? CeeDee Lamb, I love CeeDee Lamb.
No
He's
question,
nice.
Baller.
Other than CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons, who else you got over there?
That's all I'm saying.
Right? Trayvon Diggs is a really good player, but I'm thinking when you talk about elevating a team and making everybody better, that's what Micah Parsons does.
Making everybody better, elevating a team, too good for the Cowboys, get him to a winning franchise. Let Shady Cook there. Get Micah Parsons to Philadelphia.
Elevate them to what?
Well, let's be fair. They had the worst defense in the league when he got there, and then for three straight years, they've won a lot of games. They won a lot of games. It's ironic to me that we talked about the dumpster fire they are, yet they're always in contention. Why? His play on defense. He played 13 games last year at 12 sacks. If you put him next to Jalen Carter, it's the best pass rushing duo in the league. I'm just using your argument. I'm using you people's argument for Miles. Yeah, this is the Miles Garrett argument, except he's 6 years younger. Get him to Philadelphia. Kyle, where do you come down on this, even though I already know your answer?
I would rather.
Oh, no.
The Dallas Cowboys extend Micah Parsons, lock up all their cap, keep him there, and have to see him twice a year and spoil that locker room rotten, then see the Eagles even make an attempt at bringing in Micah Parsons. Keep that loser on the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys have an extensive history at this point of losers. I mean, especially the ones that come to Philly. DeMarco Murray, loser. Orlando Scandrick, mega loser.
Oh, and please don't put him in the same category.
I understand Parsons is a better player than those guys. I know he's a good player. Now, we can talk about just how good of a player he actually is. I think you might be onto something a little bit with him disappearing. Some would say he's the Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys defense. But we talked yesterday, Joe, about how this defense needs good quality veteran leadership because of how young the defense is.
Yes, we did.
And how loose of a cannon that we know that Jalen Carter is. This guy's not a leader. And I heard you make the comparison to Darius Slay. I think the difference between him and Darius Slay is that while we got annoyed with Slay and we were like, that guy's not a leader, all of the players on Slay's team said, no, he's a leader. The difference with Micah Parsons is that the players on his team, his former teammates, are calling him out for literally being a loser. We are trying to build a winning culture here. That guy will set this franchise back. I am out. Do not get Micah Parsons here.
So some of that I can't argue with, some of it I can. Sometimes people grow up. He's 25 years old. You know, I remember way back in the day, there was a punk on the Nationals. His name was Bryce Harper, and he got plunked by Cole Hamels because everyone looked at him like he was a punk. And you know what? He got choked out by one of his own teammates in the dugout. His name was Jonathan Papelbon.
Yeah.
Sometimes people grow up, and I'm willing to take the chance that he'll grow up and win in an Eagles uniform. 215-592-9494. Do you want Mike? Would you want Micah Parsons here? I mean, Howie has a chance to make a phone call in the next couple weeks. Say, hey, Jerry, I got 20 draft picks over the next 2 years. If you can't sign the guy, I'll take him on here. Would you want Parsons on the Eagles?
No.
Yeah, I will.
Big fat no.
Yeah, big fat no to Micah Parsons. 52 and a half career sacks. I thought yesterday I was told we have Clint Hurt. Clint Hurt could solve all problems. What about him?
I mean, 180 Douglas. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? I mean, I'm not going to change Clint Hurt.
No,
is a
I'm
really
with
good
you.
Coach.
I mean, Joe, you know, we are sitting next to a guy who might know a thing or two about defense and defensive ends.
I'm just saying. Clint Hurt's
we should
a good
defer
dude,
to
man,
him.
He used to now.
And plus, it doesn't fit into the Eagles' plan as far as their defense is concerned.
Oh, he's the best pass rusher in the league, potentially. He had the third most pressures in the league, more than Myles Garrett, by the way. He only played 12 games.
Garbage time.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I remember.
You guys are killing me.
When they wore leather helmets, that the pressures was never a stat.
Well, that, it should have been. You would have got more money. 215-592-9494. All right. Where do you come down on this? Would you want Micah Parsons in an Eagles uniform? It sounds like this could come to a head in Dallas over the next couple weeks as they have not made meaningful, you know, progress on a deal. He's in the last year of his contract. I don't know what the heck the Cowboys are doing, but I would love him here on the Eagles. Let's hear from Baldy, though, because Baldy thinks this team has quite enough pass rush depth now, you know, ironically, maybe because Aziz and Jalen Sutton, all these other guys they brought in. Here is Baldy.
I like him. I like him because they're both young. Ojulari is only 24 right now, Mike. Uche is only 25. They got an upside to both of them right here. Ojulari had 8 sacks his rookie year in New York when he was the healthiest he'd been. You got to remember now, in Vic Fangio's defense, you're not just a pass rusher. You're an outside linebacker. That's what they're looking to replace from Josh Sweat. Guys that have to be able to drop in and cover a little bit in the flat, do some other things. So both these players, Uche had 11 and a half sacks in 2022, when he had a really good pass rusher opposite him in Matt Judon. They had 27 sacks between the two of them. So I think Uche went to Kansas City last year. I talked to Steve Spagnuolo about it. He goes, it's difficult to learn our defense on the fly during the season. We just ask guys to do so much. So he didn't do a lot in Kansas City. But they both have talent. They believe in throwing a lot of bodies at these positions. They'll probably draft an edge guy as well. You saw the development of Nolan Smith like nobody else in the last 10 weeks last year. We saw Jalen Hunt have a real impact during the Super Bowl, their third-round pick from a year ago. So they want depth at that position.
Well, that depth is what they have, Hugh, and depth is how they won last year. And look, depth is a great thing to have. You know what else is a great thing to have? Great football players. Like, if they roll what they have, I do think they've added nice depth to this pass, right? Like Aziz, you mentioned Aziz and Uche. That's good depth. But there's nothing like having a great edge rusher. Remember what that was like, having a great a one-man wrecking crew on the outside?
Yeah, one-man gang.
Yeah.
One-man gang.
With another one-man, and Jalen Carter. Put them together.
Yeah. I get it. But I think with the committee, because that's what they're going to do. You get some guys, you get a bunch of guys like that, and you get them for the price that you want them, and you win games that way. That's what I think they're going to do. They've allocated all their resources to the defense, offensive side of the ball. Excuse me. They've done that.
Well, they have, but they could shift it. I mean, like, you're right. They have so far, but man, 20 draft picks over the next couple of years. I'm just dreaming on this. I just wrote these names down. I have six names here. Like, just think about this as the core of the defense for the next few seasons. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean in the secondary, and then up front in the middle, Zach Bond, and then up front, Jalen Carter, Micah Parsons, Nolan Smith. We could replicate or even surpass what they were last year. The Eagles' defense could be the best in the league for years to come. Not just one year, not just one special year, years to come. 215-592-9494. I don't know what everyone's going to say today. I just know the two people I'm sitting here with are losing their minds. Out on the idea of acquiring Micah Parsons. Trying to get great players. Nah.
Out.
Out. Kyle wants him to re-sign in Dallas instead of come here. It's unbelievable. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Happy first Fransky Friday of 2025. What's up, Chris?
Outstanding. Joe, late entry for the March Madness. I don't know how we missed this. So, No. D. Douglas doesn't want a 25-year-old elite pass rushing end who currently has 52.5 sacks in his career.
I think it fits in with do-nothing, Douglas. Satisfied Hugh. Yeah, he's just do-nothing.
Do-nothing. Can you imagine what the Wizard Fangio can do with that level of talent on the edge? Hugh talks about this all the time, taking the defense to the next level. That's what this would do. So, and guys, let's remind you, too, he's a local Pennsylvanian. He also attended the greatest university in the world, the Pennsylvania State University. So why we won't want to bring him home is beyond me, but, you know.
Didn't he sit out his last year at Penn State?
Oh, it was a COVID year. A lot of players sat out. That was a Mickey Mouse year. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, sometimes we deal with nonsense on this airways, Joe. Your partners there are letting you down. Speaking of nonsense, guys, I want to talk a little bit about the draft. We need to call out some nonsense on the WIP airways. In particular, regular caller Corey from Columbus, who's one of these crazy Ohio State fans.
Ohio!
For those that don't know, Corey's the leadoff caller on the afternoon show, the AKA minor league team to the midday show. Corey said yesterday that the Eagles are going to draft an O-lineman in the first round. I mean, can somebody stop taking ESP's takes? Like, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. There's no chance. What we're going to do is we're going to draft a D lineman because we're going to back up Micah because we're going to go get Micah. And we're going to draft a D lineman in the first round. And you know what? I am so confident in the fact that they will not draft an O lineman. They'll take a D lineman. That if I'm wrong, I'll come on the air and say OSU is the best team in the Big Ten, which is total nonsense.
Yeah, that's pretty confident.
But I mean,
they kind of were.
If I'm right, they just won the national title. I want Corey to come on and say Penn State is the greatest team in the Big Ten, and I need a we are. But you know what? So consider it down. Go get Micah, because you know what? We are P-I-R-S-O-N-S Parsons! Micah, come home!
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I wasn't sure after the Wector chant yesterday. Now I have to really listen. Like, what are we chanting? What word? Usually it's easy.
He locked in for that one.
Yeah, it's just Eagles most days. But I had to really listen. Like, what am I hearing here? Yes, go get Micah Parsons. I'm glad Chris brought that up. I left that out of my argument.
Just the same cat.
He wants to be here.
He does.
He wants to be an Eagle.
Listen.
Everyone wants to be an Eagle now. They just won the Super Bowl.
But bring great players who don't want to be Eagles.
You talk about somebody who can't read the room, though. This the same cat that in the playoff run for the Sixers came to town since he wanted to be here so bad.
Yep.
And wore a Sixers jersey.
Yeah, he's a goofball.
And then turned right back around a few weeks later when the Sixers were knocked out.
Celtics.
Was in Boston.
I know.
Total fraud, dude.
I don't care.
And he
can wear whatever basketball jersey he wants.
That's fugazi, man.
Then you know what? Then let him follow the Bryce Harper plan. He can come here and he can wear all Eagle stuff. He should wear Eagle stuff. But he can wear all Philly stuff. Would that make everyone feel better?
No.
Okay.
I mean, because it's one of those things. People take fandom serious, Joe. You know this.
Well, they should. But
And the team that they root for, especially if they've been rooting for it their whole life, They wear that as a badge of honor.
And he's Fugazi.
He's Fugazi.
But he's the best young pass rusher in the league. Jalen Carter, Micah Parsons together. I sense an opportunity here for the Eagles to go knock on that door. Jerry doesn't know what day of the week it is. Offer him a few draft picks. Get Micah Parsons to Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Simple thought exercise. We start the show today. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? Again, I'm hearing two no's. The people sitting with me here. Kyle wants the Cowboys to re-sign him so he stays there, and Hugh doesn't want him. This is ridiculous.
I'd rather the Cowboys.
Yeah.
If I had to pick between the two options.
Yeah,
I mean, he can go somewhere else.
I know, but he should be here is where he should be.
That's all right, how badly I don't want him.
I know. It's ridiculous. Your phone calls on this. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Your calls on that. Plus, we begin day two of the bracket of Hugh's Next, and I'm looking at these matchups. We have some haymakers today.
Haymakers.
We'll throw those at you as you call in. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.